812 at WEOL. Time to join Janet Haar from the Oberlin Business Partnership. We always enjoy talking to Janet. Things are going on in the Oberlin area. And you have the LeaderCast Shift coming up in April. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. And we're really excited about it. LeaderCast Shift is a program for people who are interested in meeting other leaders around Lorain County and beyond and who want to grow in their leadership. We are excited to bring it to Lorain County. We have brought the LeaderCast Women program for 4 years up until 2019. And so this is a co-ed program that we're really excited about.
And this is a kind of a blend. You have some sort of national leaders kind of on a pre-recorded sort of segment, but then you have local people there kind of giving the same message, right?
We do. When we decided to bring the program local and host it, we thought, well, let's hear from some folks in Lorain County. Let's see how they had to shift or pivot or change in order to have a future for their company.
And that's an important thing that's gone over the last couple of years. Always when you're an entrepreneur in business, you're always looking to make sure you're kind of a little bit ahead of the curve, as they say, but shifting and pivoting, making sudden turns that you weren't expecting really is what it has been all about. So tell us a little bit about some of the people that might be there to get the information from.
The people that might be there include people who are just looking for improving the leadership in their own life, or they want to hear how other people have done what may have eluded them in the last couple of years. How, for instance, Rob Lando at Agronomics actually increased his business in the last 2 years, or Willoway Nurseries in Avon actually made connections with people who could help their people, meaning got in touch with government officials so that they could continue operating their business and grow. Or The Mermaid's Tale, which is a small retail shop in Amherst. How did she make things happen? Or Steel Magnolia Restaurant in Oberlin, or Javon Terrence Fashion Design. We tried to get a diverse group of businesses to tell people what they needed to do in order to, number one, stay in business, and number two, have a future. And the people that will be coming will be delighted with their stories, but also with the stories that international speakers who are very important to internationally will tell us.
Janet, you mentioned the diverse speakers. Have you found from your previous experience that you have a diverse audience as well?
Yes. As I said earlier, we have 4 years under our belt of doing LeaderCast Women to a very diverse audience. And we don't expect that this year will be any different for a co-ed audience.
You also will hope a little bit of networking going on, and you just get to meet sort of their neighbors when the people that come to be a part of this. How do they register for it? And kind of take us through the day, what's expected and how much time is devoted to this?
Yeah, we've actually added lots of networking time into the program itself. So people have a chance to meet people they have yet to meet. And perhaps we also have youth sponsorships, so youth between 16 and 21 can be sponsored. And in our last four programs, we have seen that these youth that have been to the program have actually had mentors who they met at the program and who have helped them in their life. And we think that's going to happen this time, too. People can register at Oberlin.org. When you get to Oberlin.org, just click on events. It'll take you right to events. Click on shift, and there you go.
And this will be coming again up on April 21st from 9 to 4. It'll be over at the New Russia Township Lodge for people to get sort of inspired as we move into the spring season. What are you inspired with going on in Oberlin this spring? Are things kind of, you can kind of see the change that's been taking place over the last couple of years?
I can. You know, we've had businesses that have been brave, have shifted, and have done what they need to do, and now are reaping those benefits. We see people walking around on the streets. We see people coming in and out a lot. Parking is a problem again, which is great. because more and more people are coming in, and we have some great things planned for the spring and summer this year.
Yeah, well, anytime you can get some more foot traffic down there as well and around the Tappan Square area, it gets to be kind of nice when the nice weather gets there and people spend more time outdoors as well. And I did know here a couple of months ago, I heard that the chalk walk for them will be coming back as well. So that's kind of that's an inspiring sign that things might be getting a little bit back to normal.
Yes. Juneteenth, which is also a celebration in Oberlin, is June the 18th, and Chalk Walk comes on the June the 25th. And our really popular second Saturday start again on June 11th. So lots of things coming up.
Right. It's always good to hear music out in the park there. Janet, we appreciate your time this morning again. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Janet Haar joining us from Positively Oberlin, Oberlin Business Partnership. Again, LeaderCast Shift. The future is created by innovative leaders who can have the courage to shift. You can learn about that April 21st from 9 to 4 at the New Russia Township Lodge. You can go to oberlin.org to get information to sign up for that.